Thank you and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you'd receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We are here to preach God's Word, and we trust that the things that we say will be pleasing to God and that will be heard by those people that listen. And we're glad for those people that do listen regularly to this broadcast. You're a real encouragement to us, and we're grateful that God has blessed us in this manner. We would like to take this opportunity this morning to invite you to our church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, and our services today, our regular services, are our Sunday school beginning at 10 o'clock with our regular classes for all ages, and then at 11 o'clock our morning worship service. At 4 o'clock this afternoon we meet for our evening prayer service, and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. Now this week, beginning Monday night, that's July the 8th, and going all the way through next Sunday, we're going to have some special services in our church. Dr. Cecil Fayard, who is the pastor of the Central Baptist Church of Marion, Kentucky, will be with us in these meetings. And he'll be preaching every night, Monday through Saturday night at 7:30. Now that's going to be this coming Monday through Saturday night at 7:30. Our day services will begin at 12:30. We have our noon meal served at 11. So our day services will be Tuesday through Friday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 12:30. And you're welcome to come to these services. Our next Sunday, Brother Fayard will be with us preaching again the Word of God, and our regular services will be taking place next Sunday. And I trust that you'll make plans to come at least one time to these services. I know that Dr. Fayard is an excellent speaker, and he's a God-centered, dedicated man of God. But the most important thing is not that he is dedicated, rather that we come together to worship God in spirit and in truth. And if you will come into the house of God with the attitude of worshiping God, then I'll guarantee you that you'll get something from the services. I know there's a lot of folks today that have the idea, well, you know, I would go to church, but I don't get anything out of it. And you know, the truth of the matter is, we're not supposed to go to church to get anything out of it. We're supposed to go to church to give glory to God. We're supposed to go to church to worship God, not to get something out of it. And I'll guarantee you of something else. If you go to the house of God in order to worship God, then it's guaranteed that you'll get something out of it. I mean, that's the way that it works, you know. A lot of people are very selfish, and they think that they need to get something out of every service, and they don't realize that we need to come together in order to worship God. That God is the center of our services and not any individual person. So these are our services and announcement concerning our meeting. We do invite you to come and know that you'll receive a blessing from being in the house of God. If you would, this morning, I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14 for a well-known passage. The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. The Bible said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." Now, I realize that this passage, the 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, is God speaking to the nation of Israel through the king of Israel, who at this time is Solomon. And Solomon has just finished dedicating the house of God. They've had a great dedication service, and they have offered prayers and sacrifices up unto God. And God comes to Solomon and gives him this great promise concerning the restoration of Israel if they ever get into trouble because of their rebellion against God. And I'd like for us to think this morning about our nation, this United States of America. We have just finished a 4th of July celebration, and it's been a good time. And I'm glad that I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I'm very thankful that God has allowed me to be born and to have my children and to raise them in a nation such as we have today. But I want to tell you today that I have seen in our nation a great change take place. I grew up in the 50s and 60s. I was in college during the early 60s. And I there began to see a great change that was taking place in our nation. Because you see, about the early 60s, the late 50s and early 60s, there came a dread plague upon the United States of America. And it came in the form of rock music. Rock music came with its beat. It came with its admonitions of its listeners to indulge themselves in what they called free sex. And so the sexual revolution was born, and through rock music, there came also a political revolution. There came also, during this same time period, a time of drugs, where that people were seeking a drug for everything that they needed. We have seen in our nation a great falling away from the standards that our nation was founded upon and survived upon for a couple of hundred years. And now we find that our nation is in great turmoil and in great difficulty, in great trials. And yet the whole thing that we need to do as a nation is to get back to the things of God, to get back to His own Word. And yet there's another paradox that comes on right here. Any time that men, godly men or religious men, would begin to speak of getting back to morals or begin to say that our nation has a moral problem, then these others folks, those on the left wing side and many of the liberals, raise themselves up and they begin to say, hey, don't be pushing religion down my throat. Don't be trying to make me into something that I'm not. Just leave me alone. I don't want to hear about this thing of holiness or godliness, or I don't want to hear anything about the problems that we're going through. They're seeking solutions. And now, instead of seeking moral solutions back to the Bible, men are seeking ethical solutions. And it's a real shame that even in our government, that there's so many ethics bills being passed which are doing no good at all. And of course, we find that people, that men in general today, do not want to recognize that there's a moral problem in our nation or in their own individual lives. And the reason they don't want to admit that is because if they admitted that the Bible was right, then they would also have to admit that they're going to have to answer to an unchangeable God for all the sin and the rebellion that they're going through. They would have to recognize that there is such a thing as sin. And lots of people just believe in a thing called situation ethics, where that nothing is right and nothing is wrong. But the Bible said that there is such a thing as sin. But people don't want to believe that there's anything like sin at all today. They want to go on their merry way. Well, the Bible here gives us a remedy for our problems. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let me tell you here this morning that the Bible does not ever say that the United States as a nation will turn back to God. And actually, in this book, 2 Chronicles 7, in verse 14 specifically, this does not call upon the nation itself to call to turn back to God. Notice what it said. If my people, which are called by my name, and notice what it says, shall humble themselves. In other words, to abase themselves, to get down on their knees and recognize their wickedness. You see what it says in 2 Chronicles 7 in verse 14. and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. We cannot expect lost people to turn from their wickedness. We can only expect us that belong to the Lord, we who are called by His name, to turn from our wickedness. You see what the Bible says, and actually this is the answer. For we who belong to Jesus Christ, and I'm calling upon you today, if you're a saved person, if you are one of those who say, I believe in Jesus Christ, I know that I am saved, then I'm calling upon you by the power of God to do what this verse says that you ought to do. This is for the welfare of our nation, for our families, for our children, for ourselves. The Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Let me ask you, when was the last time you prayed? When was the last time that you really got on your knees in earnest prayer to God and spent some time alone, just you and God? The Bible says, if my people will turn to me, if they'll just pray to me. You see, a great falling away is taking place in the matter of prayer. God's children, very, very few of them, pray to God. And we need to get back to some of the basics. We need to get back to some of those things of recognizing who God is. I'm just talking to the saved people this morning. The Bible said, and turn from your wicked ways. We that are saved need to turn from our wickedness. We that belong to Jesus Christ need to cleanse our hands. We need to cleanse our hearts. We need to cleanse our eyes and our ears. We need to cleanse our minds from the filth of this world and turn from it and turn toward God. Spend some time in prayer. Now look what's going to happen. I want to show you in the Bible what's going to happen when God's people get rid of their own wickedness and turn to the living God. Look what he said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. The Bible said, then will I hear from heaven. In other words, God said, I am going to get very personal about this. I know that God hears everything that's going on in the world. I know that God sees all things that are happening and hears all things. I know that, and you know that. But here the Bible says that whenever we that belong to Jesus Christ, whenever we get down to terms and we confess what we are, then the Bible said that God will hear from heaven. God will hear our prayer. God will forgive our sin. And God will heal our land. You believe what the Bible says? Do you believe that if God's people, I'm not talking about any of the lost people, not talking about any of those people that say they're saved and are not. I'm just talking to God's people. Those people that are saved by the grace of God. If we would humble ourselves before God and pray and turn from our wicked ways, the Bible said God will hear our prayer from heaven. Do you believe what it says? He didn't say do anything. He didn't say go to church. He didn't say read your Bible. And all those things are good. He didn't say to witness. He didn't say to sing. He said this, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. Do you believe what the Bible says? Are you tired? Are you absolutely exhausted because of sin? Then how about giving it up? How about doing what the Bible said? How about living a life where that you can know that God is with you? It's up to you. We've given you the message that God has given to us. And we trust God will bless it. Because He said, my word will not return void. And the word of God will either be a blessing to you or it'll return to you in judgment. We do see that our time has gone from us again today. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Remember our meeting this week, each evening at 7:30, and our day services Monday, Tuesday through Friday at 12:30. And so with Dr. Cecil Fagert. We do invite you to listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.